This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by CEO and President of Lawrence Memorial Hospital, Russ Johnson. Russ is going to talk to us about priorities, advice for leaders, what he's seeing now, and more. Russ, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. I have been in healthcare now for about 36 years in a variety of settings, independent community hospitals, larger health systems, publicly traded. So a number of different settings. Last 4 years here in Lawrence, Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, and prior to that, for 16 years in Colorado. So been in the Midwest most of my career, all of that really in the hospital setting or the health system setting. And so I'm enjoying being back here, actually closer to home. I grew up in the Kansas City area.
Well, fantastic. Well, I will confess that I'm, you know, and we'll get off the Lawrence, Kansas discussion in 1 second, but I will confess that I am a Danny Manning fan, but I am not a Bill Self fan. Those are my two confessions of the day, and I'll let us move forward to more serious topics, not University of Kansas, Rock Chalk, basketball, although a fascinating program. So, Russ, talk about Lawrence Memorial, and talk about sort of three things that you're particularly proud of with respect to the hospital that you run, that you're CEO and president of.
Okay, sure. Lawrence LMH is an independent community hospital. Interesting kind of a structure, Scott. We are started as a charitable trust, and we're an instrumentality of the city. So 100 years ago, Elizabeth Watkins, who's a benefactor in our community, gave a sizable chunk to the community in a trust arrangement underneath the city. So we're an independent community hospital, about $320 million in revenue. So I would say moderate size, not big, not small. I think the most defining element of who we are is that over 80, I think last month, 81.5% of our revenue comes from ambulatory and outpatient services. So over the last 7 years or so, we have had a steady inpatient book of business census, if you will, but just seeing significant growth on the outpatient arena. And that's largely who we are. Part of that is by definition of the growth we've had in what we call our physician enterprise, where we now have about 170 employed providers, which for a institution our size, I think, is pretty sizable. Probably about 72% of our active medical staff are in an employed relationship now, and we're in conversations with, you know, 15 to 25 additional providers that I think will be joining in the next year or so. So that's a big part of who we are. And perhaps not surprisingly, we're very proud of being a strong independent community hospital. We've got the balance sheet and I think the community demographics and future dynamics to maintain that. And we're very committed to doing that. Another source of pride, and maybe this year that has become even more front and center, is that we were started 100 years ago on a social justice kind of moment in our community. And we continue that to this day as a, obviously as a missional organization and a community hospital. I think the other things that I'm really proud of is we are very much a partner with community organizations in Lawrence and Douglas County, whether that's public health, behavioral health, addiction, food scarcity, housing, city, county government. We are really taking on the notion of how to be a good partner in that space. And I think building a strong alliances there. And, you know, like, I don't know, I've heard people say that, you know, 90% of hospital are in the top 20% in somebody's poll. So we've been a strong and successful community hospital with lots of recognition for the care we provide. And of course, it's great to be a part of an organization like that that's taking care of people when they need us and helping our community be healthier.
So really a magnificent situation. And just, you know, by the statistics out there, the $320 million revenue independent hospital is not a small hospital in today's world of independent hospitals. It's a solid, less fragile, critical part of your community. And what a great job you've done over the several years of transitioning to a bigger outpatient base to help drive 80% of the revenues of the business. Your points on social justice, social determinants, and the need to serve all parts of the community and partner along great lines is very, very impressive and fantastic and great. Talk about, Russ, you've had a long healthcare career. You've led different health systems. Couple pieces of advice for healthcare leaders. What piece of advice would you give to an emerging leader or another healthcare leader?
You know, I think part of my advice is actually rather new coming to us, and it's through this experience that our community and every community across this country and probably fair to say almost across the world is facing with respect to this pandemic. And to me, Scott, it's really highlighted this notion that healthcare is a team sport. And we can't be, as a hospital, you know, candidly, hospitals tend to get the money in the space of health and social services. We are the largest, most, in some ways, I guess, lucrative industry of that. And I think for me, it is how do we leverage that place that we're in from a financing point of view and from a resources and assets point of view more fully into the community? And so my advice would be just really in a deep and meaningful way, partnering with other providers, with other agencies, public health, mental health, and other people who are in the trenches doing the work of social determinants of health and even this pandemic in a real collaborative, respectful, and genuine way. I think we often don't realize it, but many of those agencies are actually rather intimidated or distant from the hospital because we tend to have so much in the way of expertise, assets, and resources. So one piece of advice would just be really embracing our role as a community partner in that space. I think another area where advice, and maybe this comes from the unique circumstance we are in, but we clearly have a significant connection to this new role of being the employer of physicians and advanced practice professionals in a very significant way across our community. Most of our surgeons, almost all of our medical specialists, and so many, probably 80% of our primary care are now employees of the hospital. And that is, for me, the advice is don't think of your relationship to physicians and APPs as commodities that drive your economic engine, but as the very essential component of your success in the future. And for me, what that means is how do we get physicians more deeply involved in governance and leadership across the organization? Obviously, clinical leadership, but also strategic leadership and market leadership, and what does it mean to be consumer friendly, and how do we organize our physician enterprise in a way that will make us successful at recruiting and retaining our physicians? So I think that's a key piece for us and a piece of advice that I think about. And lastly, the pandemic has accelerated for most of us what the role of technology, access, and convenience mean. And I'll give you an example, Scott. We, like probably a lot of my colleagues, we started a drive-through testing clinic. And we are now testing 1,000 people a week in that drive-through. But we've also expanded. Our oncologist came to us and said, well, hey, can't we do, you know, can we do blood draws there? Do we really have to make people park and come in and get admitted and wait in our waiting room and do that when we could just have them drive through? So we're really reimagining what that kind of consumer-based service looks like with that's enabled by technology. And of course, like so many people, we saw our telehealth grow by probably 10 times. And while we've retracted some of that as our clinics have opened back up, I think my advice is that to keep all of us focused on how technology can leverage convenience, access, and service, and to just know that the patients or consumers of the future are going to demand that. And if we don't do it, you know, joint ventures like Aetna CVS and Walgreens and Amazon and Google will do it for us.
Thank you, Russ, very much. I mean, fascinating situation and thoughts on digital team building and social mission, and a fascinating perspective on it, because so many people think health systems have so many priorities. How can they actually help the community as well beyond what they do? And your point that often the health system is this great platform and leverage point to actually enhance a lot of resources to help the community and partner with the community is a really different take and perspective on it that's really welcome. So thank you. Russ, take a moment on what you look at as we come hopefully out of this pandemic a little bit, and not, might be premature to say that, but what do you look at as priorities the next 6 months? What are the big priorities?
First and foremost is maintaining our fully engaged presence and partnership with, in our community, Scott, we set up a unified command, which was the city government, county government, public health, and the hospital. And so those four entities, which of course we significantly broadened, but those four entities have essentially led a unified command for our community around the pandemic. And I think it is still critically important we don't lose our eyes on that ball. We can see so quickly across the country how fast testing and positives resume when we get lax or don't follow the basic premises of social distancing, masking, washing hands, the stuff that we all know. And so I want to really stay fully engaged with our community in that unified pandemic command model. I think the other, you know, it's interesting. At the same time, we're focusing on that. In 1 month, about 1 month and 1 week from today, we opened the most significant facility expansion that we've had probably in 35, 40 years, which is a 200,000 square foot outpatient facility and a joint venture surgical center with a number of our physicians in the community, including employed physicians. So that's obviously the culmination of planning and work that started 2 years ago and is just coming to fruition right here in the middle of this pandemic, which has been an incredibly interesting experience about how do we make that facility really designed in a contemporary fashion, but on a model of care delivery that we all knew and loved 8 months ago. So it's been an interesting process of thinking about how do we adapt that facility and those operations to the reality of what we have now with the pandemic, but also I think with those changing expectations that we discussed earlier. So that's a second big priority for me. And then lastly, I'll take my own advice, Scott, which is this notion of very deeply meaningful physician engagement and creating structures and roles and processes that support physicians being a part of our organization. This morning in new employee orientation, I was welcoming about 25 new employees from a primary care group that just joined our team first day today, and are going to be, they just moved into a new facility with an emphasis on walk-in and semi-urgent care and primary care. And how do we make those relationships successful and meaningful across our organization is just so important to me. And frankly, partly really important to me because in my career, there's been times where I've really miscued on fully engaging my physicians as leadership and governance and strategy. So I really want to not keep learning that lesson over and over again.
Well, magnificent. Just magnificent, Russ. Really a fascinating time. What an amazing leadership journey you've had, and what a great hospital that you have the privilege of being CEO and president now. Russ, just a great pleasure getting a chance to visit with you today. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be a part of it. And Scott, thanks for your work and getting us together as colleagues and promoting best practices. And just, I know you have a heart for making the industry the very best it can be, and I appreciate that.
Well, we just absolutely love getting a chance to visit with people throughout the healthcare community. Just a fascinating part of the country's ecosystem, and a great privilege for me to get a chance to engage with people. So great fun. Thank you very, very much.
You bet. Thank you so much.